Track 3. ITV Arts editor Nina Nana tells us why we all need self-esteem in our lives. This month, I will be reading Nina's article. The other day, I went to see Rebecca Lucy Taylor, better known as the singer Self-Esteem, talk about a book she has just written. I make no secret of the fact that I absolutely adore this woman. She is clever and brilliant and funny, and we are lucky to have such a talent in our midst. Her new book is called A Complicated Woman, the same as her fantastic album, also out this year. As we walk into the main auditorium at the Royal Festival Hall in London, my friend Melissa remarked, "I've never seen so many millennial women in one room." And she was right. There is something about Rebecca's work that speaks to generations of young women who are open and forthright about their emotions, their desires, their successes and their failures, their self-doubt, their jealousy, their feelings of failure and of triumph. The sheer emotion of being in a room with all these women was utterly exhilarating and also bonding. We hung on her every word. Each one of us felt we could identify with her, which is strange in a way because she is a famous pop star and actress. There are all her albums, her books, her occasional TV acting, her work on stage, including a run in cabaret. It's enough, of course, to make you feel totally inadequate. However, not in a I feel useless way, because Rebecca is so honest about this period in her life when most of us would think she is sailing high. Mixed up in all of this are her continued feelings of needing to do more, needing to prove herself more, needing to listen to external pressures. Why haven't you had a baby yet? Why haven't you made a feature film in Hollywood? And so on. It's something we women can do to each other. I've had plenty of advice come my way in the last few years. It is actually quite hard to remove yourself from what people say and concentrate on what you actually want to do. I'm getting better at it, but listening to self-esteem talking, you do take heart that we are kind of all in this together. I have been fortunate in the last few weeks. I have experienced another room full of female empowerment and togetherness. I was honoured to have been nominated to attend the annual Women of the Year Awards. This is a charity that also shouts out and is supportive of the endeavours of women in many fields, the arts, charity, health. There were some famous faces at this delightful event, not there to pick up awards, but to hand them out or simply to applaud some incredible women on stage being celebrated. I found myself sitting next to the wife of a beefeater, as in the king's bodyguard of the yeomen of the guard, to give them their full title. She actually lives in the Tower of London with her husband and her family, a requirement of the job. But this was not the reason she had been invited to attend the awards. As well as raising children of her own, children with a variety of disabilities, she has fostered scores of other children, using whatever time she has left to help kids experience something of family life. I found myself utterly dazzled and in awe of her. One of the winners at the ceremony was a woman who lost her son to meningitis and then with her husband set up a charity in her son's name which collects excess food that would otherwise go to waste and then delivers it to food banks and other charities and schools. And then there was a woman who had incurable breast cancer who set up a charity dedicating to supporting families and people with life-limiting illnesses. A room full of women saluting incredible women. I was proud to be in their number. It is a reminder of what we can do when we all support each other, men and women. And for me, it was a glorious way to approach Christmas and the end of another year, feeling that strong support all around me. I have often heard the saying, it's better to seek out radiators rather than drains. I think we all understand what that means. And so to everyone, well done for getting through another year, doing hopefully the best you can. And whatever you are doing at Christmas, I sincerely hope you have the love all around you.